Hello and welcome to this week's episode. It is episode number, and I have not checked. I want to say 82. 82? 82. Episode number 82. How are we doing? It is the gap week. I'm actually a day later than what I normally am. Actually, I'm 2 days later because I normally record it the day before, the Thursday, and it goes out on the Thursday, but it is Friday, the 27th of December, and it was only this morning that I actually had that realization that it was Friday and it wasn't like what day of the week it is. It's crazy how like this time of year it just becomes this. Nobody really knows what day it is, nobody really knows what's happening, nobody really knows what's going on. Anyway, I hope we have had a magical Christmas and we are looking forward to the new year, and I hope that we are having a nice wee bit of time, be that whether you're still working, be that whether you're having a wee bit of time off with your family, and that we're really, really being present and being kind of at one with whatever it is that we have got going on, and just recognizing and appreciating and understanding and just embracing it all. So this week's episode is going to be about something that's going on, will be going on in everybody's mind. It's that whole new year, new me scenario that's coming up, isn't it? It's literally in the corner. I was in B&M's the other day and like I could see them all moving their stuff about, and there was this big section of like water bottles and skipping ropes. I actually don't know if they were skipping ropes, but water bottles and creatine and weights and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, is that you getting ready for the new year, new me like thing that's coming in the corner? She was like laughing. She's like, yep. Yeah. So whether you're a New Year's resolution enthusiast or you're just looking for a fresh start, this episode is all about why setting goals is crucial for personal growth and professional growth. Now, I'm really, really like intentionally not saying new, like although I said New Year's resolutions there, like this is not about New Year's resolutions, because I feel like with so many people put so this big massive pressure on themselves. New me, like this whole new year, new me, they set these big, like crazy intentions, but don't have any like knowledge or any like actual, what's the word I'm looking for? Like actual, like stuff to back them up with. Like they don't have all the tools that they need in their toolkit in order to keep that identity going forward. So I did put up a post the other day about like how your identity like it becomes who you are. So for instance, I was at the gym yesterday, Boxing Day, my own gym was shut. So I paid to go to like a day pass thing to another gym. And that wasn't about me going with like working off my Christmas dinner or anything like that. That was like me going because it's part of who I am. So it wasn't like to for any other reason than it's who I am, it's what I do, and therefore it being Christmas or not doesn't really make a difference in that. Whereas if I was trying to be something I wasn't and I was trying to be like a new me version, it maybe wouldn't have been as like everything can do, like there'll be times like this where everything just drops the ball, like you just drop the ball and everything because it's not who you are yet. You've not worked on your identity to be for that to be who you are yet. So it comes to big occasions or it comes to like seasons like this, and it's like you press the big fuck it button and you just go tonto, and that week and our old version of yourself comes back. Now that's okay because it's part of being human. It's part of learning and appreciating that like it is okay, and having compassion for yourself that like that's just a day. Move on, like the next day is a new day. So be that whether you've had like a absolutely balls to the wall Christmas, you've been out all the time, you've been drinking, you've been eating everything, you've been like slobbing out whatever, like don't make that a goal, like a New Year's, new me, a resolution or whatever. Don't make that be off the back of it being a guilt, because it's really, really important that we're not starting off and like on like a negative foot, on like a guilty foot, like you're doing it for the because you're not good enough. You want to be doing it because you like for the good of yourself. Like, is this serving me? Is this going to make me a better person? Like, this is who I want to be. And it's not like I hate myself. Like, you don't want to hate yourself into shape. You don't want to hate yourself into a better version of yourself. You don't want to hate yourself into anything, because it has that underlying resentment, and that's what we don't want to be bringing into the new year. So, with that being said, the new year brings a total sense of renewal, and it really does. So, like, goal setting's amazing at all times of year. Like, I would always say, like, goal setting's really, really important. Even, like, if you can break the year up into quarters and do, like, a quarterly thing. I kind of started doing that last year. I'll be doing it much more kind of intently this year. So it's good at all times of year. Like there's nothing to say that you must only goal set a new year. And thinking about it as a goal setting thing rather than it being a new year, new me, new year's resolution, because often resolutions don't last. But as a chance to hit a reset button, and most importantly, it's the perfect opportunity to think about what you actually want to achieve. But the end of a year is really good, like I said last week, to reflect. But in the beginning of the year, it's really good to like look forward. Like, what is it that I want out of 2025? But why is goal setting so important? It's because you can like clearly set actionable goals. It's like almost like creating a bit of a roadmap for yourself for success. And it's how we turn our dreams into actual tangible results. Studies show that people who set specific goals are more likely to achieve them. And that's because when you set a goal, you're not thinking about the end result, you're planning the steps that will get you to there. So it's like all these little baby steps, all these like micro wins on the way to get there. So you create that path, and each step becomes a little victory. So think about it, without clear goals, it's easy to feel lost, it's easy to feel stuck. We get so distracted by the day-to-day grind. The phones are not a phone, they're like a little mini computer that steals your brain and steals your soul. And you can easily lose sight of what you really want to accomplish. But when we sit and we set specific measurable goals, whether that's a fitness goal, whether that's a career thing, whether that's a personal project. But it means that you're able to stay focused and you're able to stay motivated and aligned with what actually matters to us. So, what is the secret to successful goal setting? So, first, I want you to make your goals clear and achievable. Sometimes, when it comes to this whole New Year's resolutions, we are so far removed from who we actually are right now that it becomes so overwhelming. Like, for instance, let's take a fitness, a new health goal, which is often a thing at New Year. So people throw out all the quote unquote bad foods. They buy in all this like super healthy, organic, da da da, like whole foods, whatever, which is amazing. They transform everything. They'll start going to the gym that they never went to before. They start going out walks, which they never really done before. They start implementing all these amazing, they're amazing things, but they're so far away from who they actually are that it becomes so overwhelming. The success that the not the success but the progress rate is a much slower progress, that they get fed up and they give up, and they're like, oh well, this isn't working, or it's not working fast enough, or they hit a total binge because they've restricted themselves from so much stuff. And like I said, the identity of who you are is so far removed from who you're trying to be that it becomes really, really hard to stick to. So instead of saying like, I want to be healthier, say I will exercise X times a week for the next 3 months. So it's like you're not saying I'm going to go to the gym every single day. It's like, no, I'm going to do it 3 times a week because that is what's manageable for me. It doesn't become overwhelming. And that's something that you can track and you can measure. And of course, it's important to break your big goals into smaller ones, more manageable goals. That way, you'll feel a sense of accomplishment with each step of the way. And it's not just when you hit the finish line, because often with any goal, the actual finish line isn't the big, like, all singing, all dancing, like wow moment that you think it's going to be. It's the journey of who you become and the process that's really the big win. So don't stop there. Commit to your goals, write them down, share them with somebody, share them on your socials, or even set a reminder to stay on track. Accountability is a massive, massive factor in success. With my empowerment group, I'm going to be doing a goal setting thing in there and using it as an accountability page as well for people to stay accountable. And I'm launching some courses, I'm launching all these different things, and because that accountability is so important. See, when you say it out loud, you make it real. So if you can, like a good thing to do, if you feel comfortable to do, is pop them on social media, because when you pop them on social media, you are accountable. You have said it out to the world, if you like. And remember, goal setting isn't just about checking a list, it's about creating a vision. for your future and taking consistent steps towards it. Now, these steps are not always going to be huge, massive steps. Quite often, they are tiny, little, minuscule steps, but the minuscule ones all add up. So, how are we feeling about that? It's so important. It's so important when we're thinking about this new year. Reflect on 2024. Look at what happened. Look at what didn't go to plan. Look at how you pivoted. Look at your like all the different things that happened, and then let's start mapping out what you want 2025 to look like. Because I seen a quote actually, and I wish I'd screenshot it because I can't even remember. Oh, I do remember. I wonder if I can find it. I was like, I can't remember who I seen who's it was a story. I can't remember who I've seen it on, but I do remember who it is. So I'll see if I can find it while I am on right now. It's my friend Ben, and he has literally just he has moved to. I actually don't think he's moved. That's a total fib. But he's in Sydney just now in Australia, and seems to be absolutely loving life, which is amazing. And I think it's obviously something that he's going to therefore maybe look at doing long term. But he put a story up and it was a book that he's reading, and I don't actually know what the book is, but this is the back of the book. And he circled this bit and I was like, ah, this is so poignant. Your life is not something that someone gives you, but something you choose yourself. You are the one who decides how you live. And I was like, I friggin' love that. So, yeah, so as we step into 2025, really, really think about what you want to achieve this year. No matter how big or small, setting goals will help you stay focused and it will give you clarity to move forward with confidence. So feel free to let me know what your goals are. Feel free to tag me in anything if you're setting out any accountability statuses or stories or whatever. Tag me in it. Let me see it. I'd love, love, love to see it. But yeah, look at what you want your life to be like, and like think about it as like what would my life look like in a perfect world? If there was money was no object, there was no restrictions, there was no whatever, what does it look like for you? And then work backwards. It's so exciting when you realize that actually you are the creator of your life. So I hope you're feeling inspired to set meaningful goals for the year ahead. Take one step at a time, stay committed. I make 2025 the year of growth, achievement, fulfillment, and all those beautiful things. So, thanks for listening to the Empowerment Coach podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and feel free to share this with a friend who could use a little bit of goal setting motivation. And until next time, which will be next week, which will be the new year, which is absolutely nuts, keep reaching for your dreams and have a magical, magical day. See you soon. Bye.